We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. As diverse as music is, music makers come from equally wide-ranging backgrounds spanning gender, ethnicity, and age. Leaders of the Wisconsin Intergenerational Orchestra say their mission is to connect players in that last category in order to bring listeners fresh takes on classical masterpieces.
Viola player Tabby Ree, who's also bound for Juilliard this fall, along with her 16-year-old brother Julian on violin, have been with the orchestra since its inception in 2016. The siblings joined artistic director Anne-Marie Peterson in the Lake Effect studio recently to chat with Mayon Silver about the orchestra's upcoming spring concert, which is later this week.
But first, the Rees gave a preview of the concert with the presto, or last movement, of Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat major.
Welcome to Lake Effect, Tabby, Julian, and Anne-Marie.
And so it's interesting, there was a lot of give and take back and forth in that piece. What is it like to play against each other, and with each other at the same time?
It makes the ensemble a lot harder because we have to listen to each other for intonation and for being together all the time. I think both of us are really used to playing a lot of solo pieces, so we're used to kind of playing as two separate people, but then when you put it together and it has to sound like one actual concerto for two different instruments, it makes it a lot harder.
So it's really a playful sort of section of the piece, right?
Yeah. They said the second movement seems kind of slow and kind of sad and grieving, but then you get a big contrast with the third movement, which is really light and happy and finishes the whole concerto on a really good note.
And so this piece was a very unique piece for Mozart, right?
It has three movements. So the first movement is kind of a longer movement. It has a huge cadenza at the end. It alternates between the violin and the viola with the cadenza. And then the second movement, as Julian said before, is more solemn, and it shows kind of the more lyrical side to the violin and the viola. And then the third movement is always kind of faster and more upbeat, so there's more virtuosity to the third movement. And there's a short cadenza at the end for the violin and the viola.
It's a beloved piece in the violin-viola repertoire because there's very few double concertos like that. It's very rare. And Mozart loved the viola, and I think he wanted a showpiece for viola and violin and orchestra. It's a chamber orchestra with just strings, a pair of oboes, and a pair of French horns. So it's very unique.
There's an interesting history to it because it was written in 1779. And so Mozart wrote it after he had been to France. He was on a trip to Paris with his mother, and his mother actually passed away during that trip. And then he came back to Austria, and he wasn't really happy about where he was in Austria, and then he wrote this. And I think it was the Kansas Symphony Orchestra where there was some liner notes, and it said that it's viewed as a revolutionary work of his. And, you know, I was wondering if as classical musicians you kind of get the sense of that, that there's something different about it.
What's interesting about what you just said is that, to me, there's a lot of parallels in the Requiem, which is, of course, a mass for the dead. I just hear the Requiem all over the slow movement, which we won't be performing, but that makes sense now.
And the other parts, for instance, the part that you just played, does it feel different to play that than anything else that you play?
For sure. I think a lot of our music is usually written during the Romantic era or maybe even the more contemporary, 20th century type music. But playing some Mozart, especially the third movement, the presto, it's really upbeat, it's light, it's a different character from what I feel like a lot of us are used to. So playing this piece was a lot different.
That's neat. And you know, I was curious at the end who was going to be able to end it. Was it going to be the violin or the viola or both?
Thank you.
And so are you surprised about how it ended?
Since we both had our own little cadenza to end it, it showed how Mozart wanted both parts to be equal. And then Tabby and I ended up both playing the 2D part at the end with the orchestra. So we pretty much all end together as one big orchestra.
Tabby, what is it like to play with your brother? You've played with strangers, right? You know, and how is it different playing with your brother?
I think with my brother, I'm more comfortable playing music with him. And it seems like we know each other's type of style. So it makes it easier for me to kind of match with him. We blame each other.
Yeah, brother and sister. Yeah, talk about that.
We blame each other for who's being out of tune or who's rushing or stuff like that. I think we learned a lot from each other.
Well, and blaming each other is something that you wouldn't do with a stranger or with, you know, just an acquaintance, right?
No, but it makes it kind of more fun that way.
Right. Do you think it helps your music, both of you, playing with your sister or playing with your brother?
I think so, for sure, because we're a lot harder on each other than I feel like we would be if we were working with someone else. Like, I wouldn't tell a stranger if I were playing with somebody that he or she was playing out of tune. I'd have to phrase it like, I think you're maybe on the sharp, maybe we're kind of not on the same pitch, but we're hard on each other and we make each other better.
And then sometimes he points out things that I don't realize I'm doing wrong. Like if I have an out of tune note, then he would mention it and I would kind of realize.
That's really neat. Anne Marie, you know, putting together this intergenerational orchestra, how important is it to give opportunities and to showcase musicians like Tabby and Julian?
Well, it's an unspeakable thrill for us. We have a wonderful diverse group of musicians, and we have a no audition policy. So we have everyone who maybe is just beginning, has very basic skills, to a wonderful group of music educators that have joined us and believe in our mission. And then when you top this big ice cream sundae off with the cherry of the young artists, it's elevated our work and given us a lot of joy and hope and inspiration. So it's an enormous contribution that the Rees have made.
And so how important is it that this organization and that this orchestra is intergenerational? What does that mean?
You know, I think what it really means is that we're using our music, our love of music, as a tool to bridge gaps in society. I think we're trying to create a community. And Everyone is Welcome is not just about intergenerational. I think it's much bigger than that. And I think a lot of community orchestras have that, or community bands. I think they have that sense, but we actually talk about it and celebrate it. It's not something kept as a secret. We're very proud of the diversity and the inclusion in our musical family.
And Tabby and Julian, what does it mean to you guys that, you know, you're not just playing with other high school students or soon-to-be college students, you're playing with all different ages? What does that add for you?
I think the culture that we build in the orchestra is a lot different than what I'm used to from working with a lot of youth orchestras, mostly kids my own age. But participating in WIO, the intergenerational orchestra, I'm meeting a lot of different people, not just kids my own age. So I'm learning to work together with people that are much older than me, even people who are younger than me. So it's been a really great learning experience for myself and for Tabby, because we've been able to help people, not just, you know, kids our own age, but it's a different social experience when we're working with people from all different ages.
That's really neat. Do you have any examples of those social interactions or anything?
Well, Tabby and Julian, they have led sectionals. They contribute a lot of, you know, the ideas that go forward in the rehearsal, their observations of what's happening every moment. And then we have a rotation in our seating, so they're constantly sitting with different people and in different parts of the orchestra. Just, you know, that's a great way to distribute the knowledge and the skill that they have.
And what are we looking forward to besides the Sinfonia in this next concert?
Well, we have, for the first time, we're a new organization, just a little over a year old, and I was encouraged to add a wind section, which I was so nervous about because we started out as a string orchestra, but we are now a full orchestra, so we'll be playing the Von Suppe Light Cavalry Overture, kind of a big piece for us to attempt is the Beethoven Coriolan Overture. We'll be doing some traditional English folk music called the Turtle Dove. What else are we doing?
Spring Breezes?
Oh, we have a beautiful Taiwanese piece, a folk tune, that will be the goodnight kiss, I call it, to the audience, called Spring Breezes. We're doing some Handel. I mean, it's a real smorgasbord. Plus, we're just talking about what we call the iGen Symphony, which is our kind of flagship orchestra. There's a group of younger, but it doesn't need to be younger. It just happens to be younger students that will also present some more basic elementary type of pieces for the audience. And they will join us in the finale as well. There's the iGen Symphony, which I've been mostly talking about. And then there's a younger group, Intermezzo Orchestra, and both ensembles will be playing on our concert on June 2nd. Also, you'll see that evening on stage, obviously brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, mothers and sons, fathers and daughters, colleagues, old former teachers and students. I mean, it's such a wonderful range of ages and relationships. And the main thing is we've made a lot of new friends.
Wonderful. Well, Anne-Marie, Julian, and Tabby, thank you so much for coming on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Tabby replays viola, Julian replays violin, and Anne-Marie Peterson is the artistic director of the Wisconsin Intergenerational Orchestra. They spoke with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver. The orchestra's spring concert is this Friday evening at Pius XI High School in Milwaukee.